Have you ever felt your heart just poop its pants? Just straight up poop its pants. That is what happened to Liv and I yesterday. It's Alex with the Joe and Alex Show. Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop in the studio. And all of this happened because of how Joe introduced himself to our new black coworker yesterday.
Straight lava out of our bumhole.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday, we are introduced to our new coworker who is African American. He walks in, he says, "Hi, I'm so and so." This is what Joe says: "Hi, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. By the way, I'm not racist." Liv and I looked at each other. I seriously felt the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I got hives. I couldn't even breathe. I felt like I was having a heart attack.
I started smiling because I felt so uncomfortable and my face started to get beet red that I tried to keep my head down because I didn't know what to do. It was like an outer body experience.
Okay, it was not that bad. It was not that bad.
Yes, it actually was that bad.
Unfortunately, I was not in the room to experience this.
Producer Porkchop was out.
And I come in the room, and Alex and Liv are like, "Oh my gosh, Porkchop, Joe literally just said to our new African-American coworker that he's not racist." I'm like, "Joe, that's the first thing you said. Why would you do that?"
Exactly.
Within the first 30 seconds of meeting him for the very first time.
I would love to hear you defend this.
Well, I will. First of all, I agree with the statement made by Jerry Maguire.
I love black people!
I do. I love black people. I love white people. I love everybody. Now, listen, you're taking this out of context. Our new promotions guy who's running things right now for us here on the Joe and Alex Show is actually from the state I'm originally from. I grew up in Michigan. I grew up in a town which, if you Google it, and I want you to now so you can all judge me.
I'm going
to
Google right now. How do you spell it?
H-O-W-E-L-L. Howell is how you say it. H-O-W-E-L-L, Michigan. And just maybe do Howell and racism or Howell racist.
Okay, if you're going
to if you have to do that,
city,
my point is this.
If you're going to Google any city and put racist after, you're going to find something.
Well, I don't know if Howell just come up with like a big thing about the KKK, but my...
No, nothing's showing up.
Okay, well, you know, I'm glad to hear that times have changed. But 14 years ago when I started in radio, I worked part-time in Detroit to get my feet wet, to cut my teeth working in radio. And when they're like, "Hey, where are you from?" Like, I'm like, "Oh, I'm from Howell." They're like, "Oh, are you in the Klan?" Because back in the 80s, like when I was not even born yet, one of the grand wizards, I guess, of the Ku Klux Klan lived in the country part of like Howell, like out in the woods or something like that.
So just because he lived there, does that mean the whole town?
People, when my mom was a nurse at a hospital and like her friends that were African-American or non-Caucasian, they'd be like, they wouldn't come to our town. Because they thought like we were all like in white hoods, like racist people.
Okay, but this is like 25 years later.
It doesn't matter.
Why do you have to say when you first meet someone, by the way?
I never tell people where I'm from. I don't think where I'm from racist. Do I know people that are racist? Of course. But I know people that are racist in Houston and Indy. That doesn't matter. But I always have this thing. So when I met our coworker and he's like, "Yeah, man, I grew up in Detroit." Like he's from Detroit. He worked there for our radio company and transferred here to our show now. And I was like, "Oh, well, hey, what do you think, you know, if I told you I'm from Howell?" He's like, "Oh, I know Howell." I'm like, "Okay, well, hey, man, I'm not racist." Because I assume...
So awkward.
I assume... Because, Alex, the experiences I've had in the past with other people...
But you don't need to say that, Joe. You let your actions speak for themselves. He will obviously know that you're not racist by you not being racist. Like, you shouldn't have to say that. It's so awkward.
Well, of course, and everybody knows that I'm not racist.
And then it seems like you are because
but
you had to say that.
It's like when someone is like, "I'm a really good person." No one who's a really good person vocalizes that they're a good person. Also, I will say, he said, "Okay, I'm going to tell you where I'm from, and I want to see if you have any like preconceived notions or like if you have anything to comment." He goes, "Alex and Liv, don't say anything." Like
I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, you put us in there. Like I knew anything about this.
I was like, "What are you talking? I don't know.
I've never heard you say anything.
Where you're from? Like, why would I know?"
Okay,
if you're African American, I would like to know. Would you like it if the first thing you do when you meet a white person is that they tell you, "Hey, by the way, I'm not racist"?
I don't tell people that. I told him.
You told him
because he's from Detroit, and I grew up in Howell.
But I want to know how they would react.
And in Michigan, where I'm from, people back in the day when I was a younger guy, when I was like 18, they were like, "Oh," when I told them, and I worked in Detroit radio, they were like, "Oh, you were in the Klan."
Sounds like a guilty conscience.
And to be fair, I do have a guilty conscience. I'm a fat, bald guy with a beard. I either look like a Klans member or a child molester, so I have two strikes against me off the bat.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX, especially if you're African-American, please call us. Would you be weirded out if you met a white person and the first thing they say is, I'm not racist?
What should I have done then, too?
Not said anything, just, hi, I'm Joe, like a normal human.
I'm not black people!
You could have even been like, I'm from Michigan. Michigan is great. Love Detroit Lions, the Tiger. Like, go in for sports. The first thing out of your mouth is, I'm not racist.
I honestly think you guys are making this sound way worse than what actually happened.
No. You have to be a nincompoop to say something like that.
Porkchop, can you give me some actual like words of wisdom here? Because obviously you're the most level-headed person on the show. And you also lived in Michigan for a bit.
Right. I have lived in Michigan for 3 years, so I understand that that area can be, you know, a little sketchy. So
yeah.
Alex and Liv are not from there, so they don't know that. He's from there, so he knows that. So I guess it's okay, but only because of how long ago it was, Joe. I don't think you had to.
I know, and you know what? I don't think going forward I have to. I've kind of learned that, though. But listen, like...
Oh, in the last 24 hours?
But for our company we work for a company called Urban One. It's a African-American community. They serve the African-American community, the black community.
Yeah.
Not the Caucasian, Joe Howell, you know, boring white people community. So my point simply being is that, do I feel awkward around coworkers here? No, I don't think any coworker thinks I am, but they also don't know where I'm from.
People are dying on Facebook if you search for Radio Now. Like, they think this is the funniest thing. They're all saying classic Joe. That is exactly what Liv and I said yesterday. This is a classic Joe scenario. If you are new to the Joe and Alex show and you don't know, Joe is famous for constantly putting his foot in his mouth and saying stupid, weird things when he first meets somebody. Like what is that called when you lead a wedding?
Oh, officiant?
He was an officiant for a wedding for a listener, and then at the end of the wedding asked them if he could hang out with them.
Okay, you know what? We're one topic at a time. 833-JOE-ALEX. I see we're getting some calls. I'd love to have people that are African-American, black, whatever you want to say. 833-JOE-ALEX, call in and tell me how you'd feel if we would have had this interaction yesterday. And does anybody understand where I'm coming from?
No.
Anybody? 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you after this song.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.
Yeah, that's right. We're the Joe and Alex show.
None of us are black.
No, we're pretty white. Lenny, you're like, aren't you part black?
I'm half black.
There you go. I think that counts to me.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I mean, what do you want to say in this conversation? If people are just tuning into the Joe and Alex show, we had an incident. We had a new promotions guy work. We got introduced to him yesterday, and I found out he's from Michigan, where I'm from, and I'm kind of from like a city that has a reputation in the past of being very racist and associated with the Ku Klux Klan. So I never like to tell anybody, not even white people, where I'm from. I just give it like a nearby city. So like, oh, okay, that city's cool. They're not racist. Because I feel like people will judge me and think that I have that hate in my heart, which I don't.
This is like 25 freaking years ago they were known for this,
okay, well, it's on Wikipedia. We're going to talk about that. But Lenny, what did you want to say about this?
I mean, to be honest, this happens to me all the time. And I feel like it happens to black people all the time. So I feel like it's kind of like washed down. I remember one time somebody got into my car, and this was my first time meeting them. And you know how you do that joke, like, who wants to do a line?
I usually don't do cocaine jokes with my friends, but okay.
Okay.
It wasn't my
friend. It was a random person.
Okay.
So like, he hops in the car, and he's like, no, and he was, like, laughing. He was like, he said something. He's like, I don't say that just because you're black. And it's like, people make those jokes all the time, so it's, like, no big deal. You
right,
know
it's
what I
like
mean?
You were like, well, I didn't think you made that joke because I was black,
exactly.
So it didn't have to be said.
Or have you heard of code switching?
No,
I'm learning a lot like, today.
It's like when you come around a black person and you start talking like you're black.
What?
Like you clearly do not talk with Ebonics, but you try to relate.
Oh my gosh. Well, Aaron.
I feel you, what you're saying, man. That's real. That's
Aaron
real.
Just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. He said, I would brush it off because I'm at work, but in my mind, I'd be like, I have to watch him. LOL.
Let's kick things off with Sasha. By the way, it's 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hey, Sasha, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you want to say?
I just wanted to say, I would not tell people that I'm black, you know, and I wouldn't be like, hey, I'm so-and-so, and by the way, I'm not racist. Like, me, I would just be, you know, I don't know what I'd do. I would just look at you like, is something wrong with him? But I know my brothers, they'd be like, what the hell, you know, I'll cuss them out or I want to fight them or something.
Why?
They would just be like totally weird.
See?
Because you just want to introduce yourself for the first time, and then you say, oh, by the way, I'm not racist.
I mean,
it's like you're automatically making it about race, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because you know, you're making it a big deal. Like, I don't even want someone to see me for my color. I just want someone to see me as just who I am.
Right. Well, that's exactly my point. I want people to see me as a big, cute, cuddly bear. You know, well, that sounds like a gay reference.
And you may be, so don't make it about race.
Right.
Don't say what color you are. I mean, or I'm not racist. You know, I'm not this or I'm not that. I mean, just... be who you are.
Sasha, I didn't say, hey, I'm not racist, I have a black friend. That's pretty dumb. I didn't say that.
Yeah, I've had people say that before.
I know, give me credit. I'm a little bit better than that. Hey, thank you. I see your point. Let's go to Renee. Renee's on the Joe and Alex show. They're saying I pulled a Joe. What do you think about this?
I get where you're coming from, Joe, but yeah, that's a little weird.
How would you have reacted?
To me, I would have just brushed it off. I mean, I get what he was going with it, so I'm not offended by it, but I would have just laughed it off and be like, okay, I'm not either.
That's hilarious.
All right, thank you, Renee, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. All right, hold on. This is who I've been waiting to talk to. Tanner, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Did you look up my city that I'm from?
Yeah, first sentence on Wikipedia says battles image of racism. And the second line down is a Patriot Front. Apparently, they were putting out flyers last year, and it's some white supremacist group that's still pretty active.
Ew. See, I haven't been there for... I looked it up, too. It says, historic reputation. For many decades, Howell has had the reputation of being associated with the Ku Klux Klan due to white supremacist leader Michigan Grand Dragon Robert E. Miles, who held KKK gatherings on his farm located 10 miles north of the city for the Howell address. Miles died in 92. However, the gatherings, including the burning of crosses, continued. Yay! And then there's talking about how back in 1988, a cross was burned in the lawn of a black family. I know that's way in the past, and that's when I was a young child, even before I was born. My point is, though, when I grew up in Michigan, where I was from, when I was a child and those memories, I remember being like in fifth or sixth grade, driving from the Walmart, going back home, and there's these dumbass dudes in Klan's gear having a rally at the courthouse where I grew up. My point is, I just feel like I hate that, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm some racist idiot or stupid person. I love everybody. I don't care. I'll hate you if you're a dumb, like, white person or black person. Like, if you're a bad person, you're a bad person. I won't give you love. But if you're a good person, I love you.
Okay, here's also another thing. How many new people we meet where you're automatically like, oh, I'm from Howell, Michigan? It's like the whole thing of why you brought it up. And even if,
because
like,
he was from Detroit, Michigan, and people in Michigan where I'm from, there's certain parts in the country where you know, oh, that happened in that town.
Okay.
If we met a new employee today that was black, African American today, I wouldn't be like, oh, hey, I'm not racist. I'm from Howell, Michigan. If you ever go through there, there's a racist step past. Just want to let you know that.
That's pretty much white, what it sounded like.
Hey, if you're white, I don't have to tell you this, but...
But
if you were black, I would tell you this.
Were we wrong to be mortified or right to be mortified? You can comment on Facebook Radio Now. Just search for that and let us know what you think.